John, I think the first thing I'd like to know is a little bit more about you, and then we'll talk about the United Soybean Board's expert advice columns, of which you are one of the columnists. So, for those who don't know, tell us about yourself and what you do.
Well, I'm an international agricultural trade analyst with a focus on the oilseed sector. I have worked for in the soybean sector for almost, in fact, 30 years. Started off as the Washington head of the Washington office of the American Soybean Association for 10 years, and then I after that started my own firm, and I've worked with clients in the oilseed industry since then. The United Soybean Board is someone that I've worked for, done work for a long time. I also done work with the National Oilseed Processors Association, and I one that I do writing for a couple of publications to on a weekly basis to look at what's going on in the international agricultural situation, particularly with oilseeds, and what. So I advise the USB on where I believe global markets are going. I provide a lot of information to them on what's happening in the global markets, and try to assist them in making the best decision they can on where to spend checkoff dollars.
Well, when you look at this column that has been created called Expert Advice, what, how did you get involved in that, I guess, first of all, and then what is the kind of information that producers are going to find when they come to Expert Advice on the United Soybean Board website?
Well, I think I got involved because I have been providing information to the United Soybean Board for several years, and they felt that the information I was giving them would be useful to producers across the country. So they asked me to write a monthly column on the issues that I thought were important. The latest one that I wrote about was what's going on with the huge growth in demand in China for U.S. soybeans, where last year over half the soybeans exported out of the United States got exported to China. In fact, 23% of the total production last year got exported to China. Just wanted to make sure that they understood how hugely important China is to the health, economic health of the American soybean sector, and it's likely to continue that way in the future.
Well, when you look at, obviously China being such a huge important market, what are the things that you think right now are really important for domestic growers here to know about what's going on the international level?
Well, I mean, certainly China is the key element, but also the policies that are evolving around the world with respect to biotechnology. I mean, we've had a real problem since June or July of this year exporting soybeans to Europe because of some unapproved corn events, the dust from those corn events winding up in some soy shipments. And Europe could not take those shipments because of a zero tolerance for unapproved events. That's an issue that impacts us. We've got the same situation going on right now in Turkey, where they're blocking all imports of biotechnology, and that's not only hurting us, but it's going to begin to do devastate their livestock and poultry sectors because they won't be able to get feed from the world. The other issues I'll be looking at is the impact of the falling value of the dollar on what is likely to be U.S. competitiveness on our the prices for soybeans. I'll be looking at the evolution of the market in India, which one day is probably is going to begin to look more like what we see going to China because of the 1.2 billion people that they're going to have, and fast economic growth rates. And of course, I'll be looking at the competition in South America, the Argentina and Brazil, and how their crops are stacking up and how much they're going to impact demand for U.S. soybeans.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're going to be providing some very valuable information through the USB's expert advice column. Anything else at this point? As I understand it, growers can go there, register, and if they've got questions, they can even pose questions, right?
That's correct. If they have questions that that like to have some input into, those will be coming out to us and that are providing input, and we'll be happy to comment on them. I mean, farmers need to understand that, and I think most farmers do understand that the prices they get today for soybeans, it's not what the demand in the U.S. is, although that's certainly a factor, but it's also what's going on globally. What's the value of the dollar? what's the economic situation that's occurring in China, India, Europe, elsewhere. All of those factors come together to shape the conditions that bring about the prices that producers receive. So they really need to be focused in their thinking about the global market and how it is going to impact them so that they can prepare and deal with the risk that's associated with globalization.
Well said, and we will be directing producers to go there. Hopefully they'll take advantage of it and find the information that you and the other columnists have. And John, I'd like to thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here and bring us up to date on what growers can learn from the expert advice column on the United Soybean Board website. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.